With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration freezing child care funds to Minnesota following a series of fraud schemes.
The move follows years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants have been convicted. Prosecutors said the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam, in which defendants exploited a state-run, federally funded program intended to provide food for children. Earlier this month, the federal prosecutor alleged half or more of the roughly $18 billion in federal funds that supported 14 programs in Minnesota may have been stolen. I'm Ben Thomas.
In the meantime, more calls for Governor Tim Walz to step down. Federal District Court says White House cannot defund the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At issue is whether President Trump's budget director can effectively shut down the agency and lay off all of its employees. The judge said the White House cannot lapse in its funding of the Bureau and that the government must continue to pay employees. Since Donald Trump took office in January, the Consumer Finance Agency has largely been inoperable as the administration has sought to close it down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is a mess in Europe right now. Power problems and a stuck train interrupting rail traffic through the Channel Tunnel that connects the United Kingdom and the rest of Europe. Eurostar suspended its services to and from London during the busy holiday period. Company blamed overhead power failures and a failed train operated by Le Shuttle. Problem affected both passenger and vehicle traffic. Some traffic has gradually resumed, but very, very slow. This is SRN News. Now, 2025 saw a devastating revelation from Gallup.
The iconic polling organization reports that in the past decade, the U.S. saw an immense decline in the number of people who still feel that religion is an important part of their daily lives, from 66% in 2015 to just 49% now. Gallup says, quote, such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world poll have experienced drops of more than 15 percentage points in religious importance over any 10-year period. Michael Harrington reporting.
Three Palestinians arrested on suspicion of setting fire to a Christmas tree and damaging part of a nativity scene at a church in the West Bank city of Jenin. Police say the arrests were made after reviewing surveillance camera footage throughout the area. This is SRN News. A new year will mean a new era at Berkshire Hathaway, but correspondent Ed Donahue reports just because the big guy is stepping down, he will still be in the office every day and making sure the company's running on all cylinders.
Warren Buffett isn't going anywhere. He'll remain chairman and plans to continue coming into the office every day. He's turning over the top spot to Greg Abel. Investors will be watching closely to see what changes Abel might make in Berkshire's trajectory, but they don't expect any seismic shifts. Buffett grew Berkshire from a struggling New England textile mill that he started buying for up to $7.60 a share in 1962 to the massive conglomerate that it is today, with shares that go for more than $750,000 a pop. Abel has already shown himself to be a more hands-on manager than Buffett, but he still follows the Berkshire model of autonomy for acquired companies. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details, srnnews.com.